Doing pretty good. Katie and JP, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Now, Katie Lee strained her neck over the weekend, so she's not talking real well right now.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all good. I hope you're doing okay.
Surviving.
I see you. So, that's all we can do sometimes. Thank y'all for making time still.
Absolutely, man. Where are you right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. We just got home yesterday from a run of shows with Nico Moon.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Oh, man, it was a blast. Down in Atlanta, man, I've never heard nobody sing a song back to me like that. And I got to go out and do Fishing in the Dark with him, and that was a blast. We just had fun this week.
Well, cool. Glad to have you on the show with us, Red Fair. Now, I got to say this. The first time that I heard Jack and Diet Coke, I said, and you may have heard this a couple of times, this guy sounds a lot like Morgan Wallen.
Hey, you know, it's that Tennessee draw. I joke with them sometimes. I say a lot of these country boys from California and stuff, so ain't too many of them from where we're from. That's why they don't sound like we do, I reckon. But, yeah, it's that Tennessee draw. Can't hide it.
Yeah, got that Tennessee draw going on. How old are you?
Man, it's going to be a surprise. I'm 31, though.
31. So how long have you been working the streets of Nashville?
Well, let's see. I want to think I moved here to write with Florida Georgia Line about 6 years ago now, if my math is mathing.
All right.
So I've been down here a good minute, man, a lot longer than most people realize, because really just in the last couple of years have things, you know, have I had any luck. So we've been here a minute. I was born and raised about an hour from here, so I've been running around here most of my life.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, sometimes it's easy to say, oh, wow, you know, this young kid's just starting, but you've been there for a while now. So 6 years, and how did you get hooked up with Florida Georgia Line?
Man, through a stretch of fate. You'll love this. So I was racing motocross professionally at the time, and Tyler Hubbard moved to my little hometown and built a dirt bike track on his farm. And one of my buddies was at the car wash, and T-Hub pulled up and gave him his address on a Post-it note and said, bring some friends to ride with you. I just built a track. And the track was like 5 minutes from my house, and, you know, we were having to travel 2 or 3 hours to ride. So we were just dirt bike buddies for the first year. I was doing music also, writing songs, you know, at night, but it was kind of just a hobby. And one day I couldn't go ride. I told him I was going to the studio, and that kind of snowballed into them mentoring me and eventually signing me, and kind of the rest is history. But without that little dirt bike track out in White House, I would have never known songwriting was a job.
Did you have plans at any time to stay professional motocross?
Yes, sir. That was my first dream. And, you know, honestly, kind of doubling back on that story, Tyler and Brian offered me a publishing deal, but the kind of stipulation was I had to quit racing. And I just made it into stadiums, and I told them, you know, I worked my whole life for this. I can't quit. And then the next week, I broke my arm in the Georgia Dome, and I was like, hey, what about that deal? And everybody kind of laughed, you know. So they told me to come to town and write for a year, and if they seen I took it serious and I really wanted to do it, they would help me out.
Well,
and thank God they gave me a second chance, because I should have not turned the first one down. I really, really wanted to race that dirt bike, man. That was in my blood, and it was all I ever knew. So
totally crazy twist of fate.
Yep, and, you know, it was funny, man. Music's been around a lot of different ways, and I feel like I just maybe always fought it or ignored it or didn't know how I could do it, and I always chose the dirt bike, and something like that always happened that pointed me the other direction. I just had to finally listen.
Right on. Talking with new Hawk artist Red Farron. Just out of curiosity, what kind of bikes did you ride? What brand?
So my last year of arena cross, I was on Yamahas. Right now, thankfully, I got a brand new Kawasaki 450. I got a Kawasaki deal, and I put them in all my music videos and stuff. Man, we have fun with it. So I still get to kind of, we're still doing it in a way, just not how we used to.
That's awesome. I love dirt bikes. I think both Katie Lee and I both love dirt bikes.
I'm more of a KTM person, but.
Hey, well, I was off-road guy for a while. That was the first team I ever rode for was KTM.
Okay.
Hey, y'all just won me over. Y'all are definitely my favorite station in the world now, because nobody else knows any dirt bike stuff yet. That's sick.
Yeah, dude, I grew up riding. Uh, my first bike was a little Honda little XR75, and then my next bike was a KX250 two-stroke.
Oh man, that's really cool. I'm glad we got to talk dirt bikes for a minute. Yeah. That's fun.
I think my first dirt bike was just a little Yamaha 50.
Yep, PW50. That's what I started on. Yep.
And I gotta say, Red Farron, there's nothing like the smell of a two-stroke motorbike.
No, I would say two-stroke smoke and like a whiskey barrel house is like the two best smells in the world.
Well, tell us a little bit about Jack and Diet Coke, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir, for sure. So when we wrote the song, one of my buddies had an idea, and he's like, what if we write a song called Jack and Coke? And I was like, well, I used to know a girl that drank a lot of Jack and Diet. Why don't we just write about her? And we just kind of talked about our relationship, and the song kind of wrote itself, to be honest with you.
Who else have you written for?
So I've written for Florida Georgia Line, Nelly, and then I've got some cuts with Brian Kelly on his solo project, Kanan Smith, Kid G. Now, thankfully, we've got to write for quite a few folks in the last couple of years. It's been a blessing. It really helped me get a name in town and helped me pay my bills and be able to stay here and keep chasing it, you know.
So when you're out on tour and you do those songs, because I know you wrote a little bit, do you do that song live?
Yes, sir, I do every night. And I would say it's up there with Jack and Diet, but like people are dancing, people are moving. They ain't ready to see me rap like that either. So when I come out and do Nelly's part, they're like, what? It's been really rewarding, man. It's been so fun to see people knowing the songs because it's been a long time. You know, even when I had cuts, I really ain't been able to perform so much the last couple of years. So it's just, I haven't got to feel that yet, and it's really special. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and the new album is coming out as well.
Yeah, buddy, I can't wait. Old Number 7, it comes out this Friday. Man, it's been a long time coming. I really got to pour my heart into it, and I think the songs are as me as they could be. I got to write them myself and produce them or co-produce them all. I played guitar on several of them. But it's Red Farron music for sure, and I'm excited for people to really get a taste of what kind of record I want to make. But Warner really let me dive in, and they trusted me picking the songs, and I'm super thankful. It turned out pretty neat.
So Red Farron, Old Number 7, this Friday. Did you ever think, you know, just let's just say 6 years ago, did you ever think that this is where you'd be?
Oh, Lord, no. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, I wanted to be an artist when I first started, and I kind of gave up on it songwriting. I was going to be 100% content if I could just write songs and or do anything with music, you know. So, no, I guess maybe in the back of my mind I dreamed about it, but it felt like a pretty big dream for a boy from such a small town.
Red Farron, it's been a pleasure talking to you, bud.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hey, if y'all are dirt bike fans, check out the Doing Life music video I just put out because it's got I went pretty hard on it. Yeah, the dirt bike's in it. I had a cast put on I had to wear for 3 days because we was going to pretend like I broke my arm. I mean, I went all in. I fooled social media, too. I told them I'm sorry, but we had to do it for the part.
Well, safe travels and best of luck to you this Friday with the debut of Old Number 7, Red Farron.
Yes, sir. Katie, JP, thank y'all so much for hopping on.